Today's share in the Dear Shnu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Omud Beis. In the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, we are in the middle of Simen Shin Mem Vav, and we had begun Sif Gimel in yesterday's share. And we'll just review quickly what the Ramah, we had begun the Ramah, who begins on the last line of Reish Omud Aleph, who taught us that a person would be allowed to go carry from a Carmelist that's in front of a garden, and you would be allowed to go and open and close a door there with a key. That's not a problem over there of carrying from one Carmelist into the entranceway, which is another Carmelist. And as we spoke out, as long as you're not carrying a Dalet Amos, you're okay. The caveat, however, that the Ramah stated that we learned at the end of yesterday's share is that threshold should not be a Rishus HaYochid, because if it's a Rishus HaYochid, then you have a problem. And now we pick up towards the end of the first line on Reish Omud Beis, where the Ramah gives us additional caveats to this din. He says you likewise wouldn't be allowed to put the key in over there and open and close the door. Also, if that area, the threshold in front over here was Oshesh Lo Shtei Mechitzos Min Hatzdadim. And you can see a diagram of what this looks like in Dirshu footnote number 14. Again, a picture's worth a thousand words. And for those that are only listening to this audio, if you don't have the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah in front of you, we're talking basically about a structure that has two posts on the sides over here, and there will be a ceiling on the top. And now, the Ramah tells us that this area would be considered a Rishus HaYochid as well. If you had Shtei Mechitzos Min Hatzdadim, two walls on the sides over here of this threshold, of this doorway, Shehein Rechavin Arba, each of them is four. Now, this is four Tfachim, so technically, this should not have been Arba. Arba is a feminine word. It should have said Arba'ah, because we're dealing here with Tfachim. And in fact, there are Shulchan Aruchs that do have the Ramah's word over here with Arba'ah. So this is probably just an editor's typo. You actually find this in the Gemara sometimes. The Rashash or other Achronim go and correct the Gemara when it uses the wrong tense. And these are probably all printer's errors, typos by the editors of the Gemara, the publishers of the Gemara, because they were not very familiar with Dikduk. That is my guess. For whatever the reason, this should be Arba'ah over here. And we'll have several other places in this Ramah where the gender of the number is wrong. Again, an easy way to remember this is always when there's a hey at the end, it's dealing with tfachim, because that's masculine. When you have no hey at the end, the word like arba, it could either mean etzbaos, which is feminine, or amos, which is feminine. In any event, over here, it is arba'ah over here. These sides, these mechitzos over here, have a width of four tfachim. Umashko falel rechova arba'ah, it should say, not arba. The lintel on the top has a width as well of four tfachim. The ah is heavy rishus hayachid. This constitutes a rishus hayachid. So now if you have this rishus hayachid over here, you wouldn't be allowed to carry from this area into the Carmelis. The ah is heavy rishus hayachid. Afal pish eino gvoa asar, even though it isn't 10 tfachim tall. Again, with all the changes in the gender over here, Arba, Arba, I don't want people to get confused. So let's see inside now in the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll reiterate some of the things that we just said. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Beis, he tells us there are two mechitzos on the side, like we pointed out. You can see this in Dirshu footnote number 14 in the diagram. He says, Vashlishis Nasa Ayideh HaMashkov, and the third, so to say, partition over here is made by the top over here, by the lintel, the mashkov, the amrinam pitikra yorid visosi, because we view this another very important halachic principle over here. It's also halacha l'moshe misinai, in that when you have a rooftop, you view the edge of the roof as being carried downwards, as if the roof over here formed a third wall coming down. So you in fact have over here three-walled structure, the two mechitzos on the side, and the pitikra, the rooftop over here, is yored, comes down, and associates and closes off that area. So you now really have an enclosed area by three walls, one of them a halachic wall, not a physical wall, the other two being two mechitzos over here. And since all of these, sivkot and chav gimel, shehein rechavin arba, or it should say, not arba, since they're all four tfachim wide, so they constitute a separate rishus, because the Mishnah Berurah tells us, divapachos mizeh, if they're less than four tvachim wide, afilu arba mechitzos, even if you had four mechitzos, gemuros, four real walls surrounding an area, if it's not wide enough, it's not four tvachim by four tvachim, lo he rishus hayachid, as we've already learned, v'chanal, v'sim shin men hei, sif you test, it would have the status of a makom ptur in that situation, it would not have the status of a rishus hayachid. Sif katan chav dalet, likewise, The Mishnah Berurah tells us that the Ramah told us if it's not 10 tefachim tall, nevertheless, it still would be a Rishus HaYachid if it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim over here. Rots Lomar, Hayaskupa, the threshold over here is not 10 tefachim tall. Nevertheless, over here, it still is halachically considered over here like a Rishus HaYochid. V'u'adin k'she'eino gavoa shlosha. This would be true even if it's not 3 tefachim above the ground. O she'ein bo eskupa klal, or there is no threshold there at all. There are Rishus HaYochid, nasei de'amachitzos. These structures over here, the two physical machitzos and the third wall, which is p'tikra yorid v'sosem, are considered over here like an enclosure. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to carry into this area from a karmelis or vice versa. The Ramah continues and he writes, Miyu, however, also lahachnis me'yiskupa l'rishus hayachid o ifcha. One is not permitted to go and carry from this threshold into a rishus hayachid, or vice versa, from rishus hayachid into this threshold. Even though we just said that we consider this over here like rishus hayachid, we don't allow you to go and carry into it from another rishus hayachid. The chayshinon shema lo yeh hatikra arba, or it should say, not arba. We have to be concerned over here that this lintel, this rooftop over here, is not going to be 4 tefachim wide. It should be arba or tefachim. For oz, and in that situation, in ein ha eskupa gavoa shalosha, if the eskupa is not higher than 3 tefachim, again, the word shalosh should be shlosha over here, yesh lo hadin shalofonel, then it has the din of the surrounding area, which is not a rishus hayochid. It would either be a rishus harabim or it would be a karmelis. And therefore, one is not permitted to carry into this area, which is either a karmelis or a rishus harabim, from a real rishus hayochid. I know this is quite complicated to understand without really having visuals in front of you, but we'll do the best that we can. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Hei explains this further, and he says, you're not allowed to carry from this iskupa, this threshold over here, into the Rishus HaYochid, even though we're treating this iskupa like a Rishus HaYochid. He says, Eino koi adela'el. We're not talking about the previous situation that we discussed at the end of yesterday's shir, Shoy iskupa omedes lefnei agina, with the threshold over here is in front of this garden. We're talking here about the case that we just said now, which is that you have this threshold underneath the lintel on the top. And we learn from here, even if the top lintel is indeed 4 tefachim wide, and it really is a rishus hayochid in this situation, nevertheless, the rabbi still didn't let you carry from this area that really is a rishus hayochid into another rishus hayochid, shalola hachlis miyosu mokum labayis uifka, to go carry into the house or from the house into this threshold over here, because shemo leformim lo yeh hamashkof rechova arbo tefachim, because sometimes this threshold will in fact not be 4 tefachim wide, and therefore v'yavo gam kein lasus kein, you'll still come to carry it, and this area now will not be a rishus hayochid, will be subordinate to the surrounding area, and therefore it will be carrying from rishus hayochid into either a karmelis or rishus harabim, as we'll see later on, and this is not allowed. Incidentally, you can see the points over here of the corrections that I've been making in the gender of the numbers. You can see this in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Umashkif, Rechova, Arba'ah. The Chofetz Chaim himself corrected this to Arba'ah, even though the Ramah had Arba in the print that we have. And likewise, you can see this in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot and Chav Ches, where he calls it Im Gavoa Shlosha, even though the Ramah, according to the Girsa that we have, says Shalosh. In any event, we can continue in the Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMaskel Mihu, where he says, Lav Bidin Gino Kemishtoi. We're not talking about the case from yesterday with the garden. The Ha Gino Din Karmelis Eishal. That is clearly a Karmelis, and nobody would say you're allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid into a Karmelis. El Hachi Kumar, this is what the Ramah is telling us today over here. Mihu, Kolomar, it's as if we're saying, Af Agab Derminon Dikishe Ha Iskupa Haniskeres Eitzel Gino Asu Lachnis Olesi Mena Lagino Lefi Shehi Rishus HaYochid V'Kamatal Tel Mimena LaKarmelis. Even in the case where you're going from Rishus HaYochid into a Karmelis, you certainly can't carry. V'chaim is there, and you'd be not allowed to do this. Shem HaSkupa Zuha Menes Eitzel Rishus HaYochid Gomor Shari LaHachnis Olsi Menel L'Socho. So therefore, if it was really next Rishus HaYochid, you would be allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid. Nevertheless, Afal Pikein Yesh Leso Mishum D'Chayshino and V'chule. Therefore, we still don't allow you to do this because we're concerned that you'll sometimes carry there when the Mashkov is, in fact, less than 4 Tvachim. As we go back down to Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Chavav, V'hu Adin Da'asa Lahotzi Mi Iskupa L'Rishus HaRabim. Likewise, you can't go carry from this Iskupa into the Rishus HaRabim. Afilu Meino Rochav Arba Tvachim. Even if it's not wider than 4 Tvachim, so it wouldn't have the status of Rishus HaYochid, therefore, nevertheless, we don't allow you to do this. The Shem Yizdam in Shia Mashkov Arba Tvachim, because sometimes it will be 4 Tvachim, V'as Allahu Rishus HaYochid Gemura, and that would not be then allowed to carry into the Rishus HaRabim. And that's brought down the name of the Mordechai. So therefore, there are additional factors over here that the rabbis instituted prohibitions because of concerns that you'll mistakenly carry from an area you're absolutely not allowed to. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Zayin tells us that in this situation, where it's less than four tvachim, it will have the subordinate status to the area around it. What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Im Rishus HaRabim, if the surrounding area was a Rishus HaRabim, Zeh HaMokom Botel Legabel, this place over here that's less than four tvachim wide, would be subordinate to it. V'nasa gam kein Rishus HaRabim, and we would halachically consider Rishus HaRabim. And likewise, if the surrounding area was a Karmelis, V'im Karmelis, then we would consider this area less than four tvachim wide over here in the Eskupa to be a Karmelis as well. However, this last factor is challenged by the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Hadin Shilofonel. He brings down, Ubebir Hagro Hochiach Debozeh Eino Nasa Rishus HaRabim. He holds that it wouldn't become Rishus HaRabim if the surrounding area is a Rishus HaRabim, Kivan Diyesh Lo Mechitzos, because it does have walls around it, and therefore, Rak Hecho Depasuach LeKarmelis Amrina Motza Minis Mino. Just in a situation where it's adjacent to a Karmelis, we would say this concept of Motza Min Es Mino, as we're going to learn now in the Ramah. And now we actually continue in the Ramah, where he says that this din is true, that you're not allowed to carry over here from this iskupa, again, it should be shlosha, even if this area is more than three tvachim above the ground. Haim Karmelis, since all of our rishus today, according to some opinions, are a Karmelis. So we say, Amrinon Motza Min Esmino Vineyar. In this situation, we say that it finds, so to say, its surrounding area, and it would be considered, therefore, like a Karmelis in the surrounding area. Ukamoshin is bar, the Simin Shin Samach Hei, as we've already explained in the previous Shiurim in Simin Shin Samach Hei. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot M'chav Ches. Afilu Im Gavoa Shlosha. Here again, the Mishnah Berurah has the correct gender, shlosha, not shalosh, that the Ramaz Girsah had, according to our print. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Rosh Lomar, what the Ramaz tried to teach us over here is as follows. V'im kein, hevi oswa mokum mokum tor. If it's above three tvachim of the ground, so then we had previously called this a mokum tor. The mistama, kivin she'en ha'mashko sh'alo ha'skupa rochav arba tvachim, since it's not four tvachim wide, four by four tvachim wide, harve gam kein ha'mezuzos shemin ha'tzdodim v'gam ha'skupa Gufa Gamkein Ein Rochav Arba Tvachim. So obviously the area there isn't going to be four tvachim wide because the walls aren't four tvachim wide. Umimela have a mokum tor. That would turn it into a mokum tor. Now, from a mokum tor, you're allowed to carry. Umimokum tor, hello kaimelon, demutel ataltel rishus ayochad rishus rabim. Then, why would there be any problem? You could bring this from inside the house to this area, no problem. Rishus ayochad to mokum tor is allowed. Or to take from the mokum tor and go to rishus rabim. That would be allowed. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Mikol Mokum Kivan Shekol Rishuyos Shalanu Heim Karmelis L'Das Kama Poskim," that we technically don't have a Rishus HaRabim according to some poskim. We learned this previously, as you can see in Dirshu footnote number 16. He reminds us that we learned She'ein Mokum Nechshav Rishus HaRabim Elo Imkein Ovim Bo Shishim Ribo B'Chol Yom, as we already learned in Simon Shin Mem Hey. There is an opinion that says that we don't have a Rishus HaRabim today because we rarely have a place where there's 600,000 people walking there in one day, and therefore everything would only be a status of a Karmelis. The Iskupa Zu Smuchalo, and this Iskupa that's next to it, Aminin Motzo V'Hule, which means Motzo Min Es Mino V'Niyar. So this would also then turn into a Karmelis. The Ein Chiluk B'Chol Zeh Bein Pesach Habayis Pasuach. No, it wouldn't make a difference over here whether the door was open or closed. La'olam Osu La'achnis Meho Eskupa Lifnim. You wouldn't be allowed to go take from this Eskupa, which is a Karmelis, inside the house. And this is brought down in the name of the Morgan Avraham. The issue footnote number 17 adds a caveat from the Chazon Ish, who says that if you actually have a full Tzuras HaPesach in the doorway, which means that you have the two sidebars as well as the full top over here, so then the Chazon Ish writes, Shemisvara nira shemokom HaPesach eino nidon kekarmelis in that situation, mishum shetzuras HaPesach goderes mechuda hachitzon, because it would enclose it from the outer point. And therefore, v'nimtzo shemokom HaPesach, the inner area, which is the doorway area, would be considered, in fact, enclosed over here because of this Tzuras HaPesach, because of this two vertical and one horizontal top. The issue footnote number 17 goes into much further detail about this Ayin Shom. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'inei lefi ha-mavor ba-gazu, according to the Ramah over here, yesh li zar ba-osan ha-makomos, one should be very careful in those places, sha-osur ha-tiltul machmas she'ein shom eruv, in a place we're not allowed to carry because there's no eruv over there, u-pesach besa-kneses hu letzad ha-rechov, and the doorway to the shul is on the side of the street, v'ein shom ched lefi ha-pesach, and there is no entranceway or vestibule somewhat before the door. And therefore, when the guy brings the key, va'akam mevi hamavtech, in order to get in over there, the person should be very careful. Shelo yikach hashamash hamavtech biyado. The person who's opening up the shul should be careful not to be handed the key from the non-Jewish person over there, because then because if you're standing outside the doorway area and now you're going into the doorway area, you're going to be going from a Carmelis or Rishus HaRabim even into this Rishus HaYochid, and therefore one has to be very careful about this, that you both should be standing, the non-Jewish person should come inside over here into this Mashkof area, and therefore you're both in the same area over here, and then you can open the door. Because the Shema Yeshom Batikra Abar Tvachim Varishus Ayachid, because we have to be concerned over here that this might be, in fact, a real Rishus Ayachid. And therefore, Umetalto Mikarmelis Shalifne Beisaknesis Lislach Rishus Ayachid. And therefore, when you take the key from the non Jewish person, you're in fact taking it from a Carmelis and bringing it into Rishus Ayachid over here. And therefore, al kinikach hamafeach miyad akum tachas hamashkov. Therefore, best to take the key when you're both in the same domain over here, underneath the mashkov. V'achekach yiftach hamanol. Then you can open up the door with the key, and be careful. V'lo yiftach hadelas at sheyosir hamafeach. V'achekach yiftach. Then, when you open up the lock, take the key out, and then open the door, because otherwise, the shema ein batikra shechutz l'delas arba tvachim. Because if it doesn't have a status of arba tvachim, so then nimtza sheshamu karmelis. And in fact, the area under the mashkof is really a karmelis. And now, v'hu machnis me karmelis rishus hayochid. When you open the door with the key inside of it, you transfer the key from the karmelis into the rishus hayochid. And therefore, al kein yosir tchila hamavteach. Therefore, one should take the key out first, be neil akum, give it back to the akum in this area, or put it in the ground, underneath the ground over here of the Yeskupa, or put it on the top where the door closes. The optimal way to prevent these concerns from occurring would be to make some sort of an enclosed Rishus HaYochid definitely over there that's big enough. This way the Akum can go and bring the key into this Rishus HaYochid that's definitely large enough for both you and the Akum to be within. The Lav Hachi, because without this Kosher Litzamtzim, it's very difficult to guarantee and to assure that both of you will fit in. That you'll both be able to fit into this little Mashkov area. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'chein tzorach lizor shelo yitalto min habayis v'lachutz kishu pasuach lekarmelis." You have to be careful not to go from the inside of the house, Rishus HaYochid, into this area of the Carmelis over here. Rak ad shir shadeles shokev shon v'sulo. Not to go beyond the doorway over here, where the door closes and opens. The Shema ein b'chelik achitzon shalaskupa shemichutz ledeles arba tvachim, because maybe the area won't be 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide. It won't be Rishus HaYochid, and therefore v'havi Carmelis will be subordinate to the surrounding outer Carmelis. And again, you'll have carried metal to Rishus HaYochid l'karmelis by going into this askupa area. You'll have gone from the inside of the house with Rishus HaYochid into this askupa area, which has the halachic status of a karmelis if it's not 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide. He brings this down in the name of the Taz. I know this is very complicated. It's especially difficult to do it with just an audio, but be as Hashem, people were able to follow it. That concludes today's shir.